Autonomy of the workshops. Wealth, duty, poverty, excuse. I woke up one day with a merry song on my lips. It was a happy morning following an evening when I had finished work showing us the way how to accomplish the autonomy of workshops with the help of profit sharing of the employees. The profit sharing of employees is obviously not a new idea. At the present time, it is used the most by the American entrepreneurs. They grant their employees a participation in sharing the yearly profits of the entire enterprise. This has advantages for the employees as well as for the enterprise, as long as it is voluntary without the interference of laws. In this way, trust is built between both partners. I was, however, looking for a way of employees' profit sharing which would help to establish an autonomy of the workshops. It required the following measures. Firstly, to account for the profit made in the shortest possible time, that is weekly. Secondly, the participant should be able to calculate his participation himself. Thirdly, in a small department, the participation should enable each employee to participate in the workshop's management. The present profit sharing, as it has already been introduced in all workshops, meets all these requirements. Nevertheless, the goal has not been reached. For already 3 years, we are paying considerable sums of money without achieving the material advantage for the enterprise I have originally expected. It could not be achieved because we have envisaged the whole matter to be much easier than it actually is. For a workshop autonomy, it is not sufficient to arouse the interest of people in its good management. It is not enough if people are aware that by delivering good work in good time, their additional earnings will reach as much as 150 Czechoslovakian crowns weekly. Most certainly, everybody wants to make those extra 150 crowns weekly, but not everybody knows what to do to improve the workshop's management, and not everybody is able or willing to do it. In 2.5 years, our operation improved considerably. The enterprise's profits and workers' wages increased, and in spite of steadily rising raw material costs, the prices of our products could be reduced. How much did the profit sharing of the employees influence this progress? It is hard to express it in numbers, but I think that the influence was greater than anticipated. We needed 10 years to find the proper production and accounting organizations which have opened us this way. We should not be impatient if their objective was not apparent right at the beginning. We will attain real success when our people learn to manage their work. The more they benefit by this, the easier it becomes. Our hitherto experience has taught us that it is more difficult to teach people to think independently than to teach them to obey. This shows that we have already known the second, while we are making a slower progress so far in the first. Let us not be misled by those who insist that the majority of people works because they are hungry. Such people exist, of course, but not too many. Such people avoid our enterprise. We cannot use them, and they cannot use us. By profit sharing, work became lucrative even to those who would have probably already left us in order to look for better opportunities. The work autonomy is not only cheaper, it is also better. When actually doing the work, I know better than others where the snags are. It occurs even to the best boss that he leaves his work having forgotten to accomplish something. the better the selection of the workshop participants and the smaller the changes among them, the more successful will the autonomy be. A person condemned by the foreman to pay damages for bad work will be more inclined to believe in injustice than when his colleagues, having the same fate, have made such a decision. To do a good job requires trust. Where it is lacking, the job is mostly badly done. We have found in profit sharing the appropriate way how to help employees to property. It is clearly visible that since the time most of the employees have their money invested in the enterprise, the task of the management is much easier. We have to learn to distinguish those who appreciate this money from others who are only waiting for the day to get them back so that they can put them down the drain. Such people do not belong among us. They will never be able to solve serious economic problems with us because they are not interested to solve even their own. We are well aware that we have done still very little in this respect. We know that in our enterprise only the savings of the employees have doubled in the past year. We also know that the deposits in some of our local banks have recently considerably increased. This, however, is information concerning our employees in general. As far as the individuals are concerned, the information is less adequate according to the polls recently made. And even when we divide these savings by the number of employees, the sum concerning the individual is still negligible. An employer who taught people to earn taught them only 1/3 of what a person should know in order to become economically independent. The 2/3 is based on reasonable spending, and only the 1/3 on saving.